Theoretical recap. In Python, reading a text file relies on the built-in open function, which returns a file object. The standard pattern is to use open in combination with a with block, which ensures the file is properly closed after reading, even if an error occurs. Once the file is open, you can iterate over its lines using a for loop, or load, all content at once with .read or .read lines. Each line is a plain string, so you can apply string methods such as .strip to remove trailing new line characters, .startsWith to check the beginning of a line, or int to check if a substring is present. In a security context, log files are a primary source of information. Being able to parse them programmatically is a foundational skill. You will regularly need to count occurrences of specific keywords, error, warning, critical, extract timestamps, or isolate suspicious patterns. A common beginner mistake is forgetting to strip whitespace before comparing strings, leading to missed matches. Another pitfall is opening a file without a with block, risking resource leaks. A minimal example. Python. With openapp.log, r, as f. For line in f. If error in line. Print line.strip. This pattern, open, iterate, filter, is the mental model you should internalize before starting this workshop. Workshop brief. This workshop puts into practice the file reading concepts introduced in the previous lesson reading text files, open, read, while building on your existing knowledge of functions, scripts, and command line arguments. The exercise is deliberately grounded in a realistic security automation scenario, analyzing a server log file to extract meaningful statistics about error events, a task you will encounter repeatedly as a DevSecOps specialist. Your mission is to write a Python script named log_analyzer.py that reads a log file, counts the total number of lines, counts the number of lines containing the keyword error, and displays a clear summary in the terminal. The log file to analyze will be passed as a command line argument, making the script reusable for any log file. The script must be executable from the command line in the form Python log_analyzer.pyserver.log. Concrete steps. Start by creating a sample log file named server.log manually, containing at least 20 lines that mix different log levels, INO, warning, error, and critical. This simulated log will serve as your test dataset. Make sure at least 5 lines contain the word error so you can verify your counting logic. You may also add lines where error appears in lowercase or mixed case to think about edge cases. Do you want your script to be case sensitive or not? Make a deliberate choice and document it in a comment inside your script. Next, write the log_analyzer.py script. Structure your code using at least one dedicated function. For example, a function count_errors file path that accepts the log file path as a parameter and returns the error count. This function should open the file safely, iterate over its lines, and apply the appropriate string matching logic. Your main block should handle the command line argument, call the function, and print a formatted summary such as total lines, 42, error lines, 7, error rate, 16.67%. Computing and displaying the error rate, as a percentage of total lines, is a required part of the output. Once the basic version is working, extend your script with a second feature. Display the first 3 error lines found in the file, with their line numbers, starting at 1. This forces you to track both content and position while iterating. A useful habit in log forensics. Think about how to structure this without reading the file twice. Finally, test your script on at least 2 different log files. You can create a second one with different content. Verify that your output is consistent and that edge cases are handled gracefully. What happens if the file does not exist? What if there are 0 error lines? Your script should not crash on these inputs. Add minimal error handling using a try/accept block around the file opening logic and print a user-friendly message if the file cannot be opened. Submission and time allocation. You have 3 hours to complete this workshop. This duration accounts for writing and testing the script, handling edge cases, and reviewing your own code. You must submit your solution before this deadline expires. Your submission must include the log_analyzer.py script, at least 1 sample server.log file used for testing, and a short comment block at the top of your script, 5 to 10 lines, explaining your approach, your case sensitivity choice, and any difficulty you encountered. You are fully authorized to consult all previous lessons from this chapter, your notes, the official Python documentation, and any relevant internet resources. You may work alone or ask for peer help, but the code you submit must be your own. Copying a complete solution without understanding it defeats the purpose of the workshop and will be detectable during the debriefing.